soccer fans across the country, perhaps all around the world, are still in awe of the U.S. women's national team performance in its World Cup opener. The team set records by blowing out Thailand yesterday 13-0. But the athletes are now dealing with criticism that they ran up the score and celebrated too much as those goals kept coming. Some of the criticism came from Taylor Twellman, a former U.S. men's national team member.
Joining us live on Skype, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan. Hey, Christine, thanks for being with us again.
Hi, Hillary. And Hillary, Sean, great to be with you as well.
It was so extraordinary watching those women do what they did. Is there a reason they shouldn't have run up the score and celebrated for it?
There's absolutely no reason to not score as many goals as possible because in this tournament, the World Cup, goal differential can matter. Now, it sounds outlandish to think that Sweden might do something similar to what the U.S. did against Thailand, but potentially it's out there. And if Sweden were to score 12, 13, 14 goals again, it sounds kind of ridiculous. Then people would say, well, why didn't the U.S. try to score more? And that is why you just keep your foot on the accelerator in these kinds of games, as difficult as it could be. And certainly the American players understand the disparity and the fact that a country like Thailand and the rampant sexism and misogyny that is throughout the soccer world, FIFA, European soccer, South American soccer, obviously Asia as well, that Thailand doesn't have anywhere near the resources financially that the U.S. women have had over the years, even though they don't have what the men have. And so maybe in a way it's a statement about where things stand and may actually help Thailand care more about soccer overall.
How important is this historic win as the team is in the middle of its fight for equal pay with the men's U.S. soccer team?
Well, exactly. Well, the joke is out there, Sean, that, people are saying, well, what about if the U.S. men, what would be the reaction if they won 13-0? And it has been pointed out that the U.S. men, it took them over a year to score 13 goals in international goals, exactly 54 weeks, a year and 2 weeks. To get to 13 goals. And of course, it took the U.S. women 90 minutes. I think it is a big statement. I think also you cannot divorce this team from the fight for equal pay. And so I'm sure many of them, while they're out there first game, obviously you're raring to go. You want to score as much as possible. I'm sure part of it is, hey, we want to show everyone we mean it, that this is a big deal for us. It's a big deal for future generations of girls and women. We care very much about this issue.
And no doubt their cheering probably had something to do with that, though, of course, I wasn't in their heads, Christine. I was listening to the BBC this morning, and there was a real debate over the fact that they were cheering and that some people who were talking thought it was absolutely unseemly. Was it?
Right.
Are there rules against that?
No, there's not. For me personally, I'm one of those people, I guess I'm old school. And I think on the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th goals, maybe the celebration could have been toned down a little bit. That's just me. I'm one of those, the line in football, American football, when you get to the end zone, act as if you've been there before. I wouldn't say that about a young player getting her first goal, but some of them have scored a lot of goals and then they're still celebrating. That's, again, just me. I don't think that's a sexist comment in the sense you can have that conversation about whether people should celebrate too much or not. But because it's set against the backdrop of what has been going on in FIFA for generations and the table scraps that the women have received, I think that's why it's perceived as a sexist conversation. And that's why people are fighting back. So maybe they should have done it a little differently. The other factor is now they are targeted. I mean, that 13-0 is sitting out there. The world knows it. If they don't like the Americans, they don't like them even more now. And the U.S. better win this thing because I think otherwise people will come back and point to this as a potential controversial moment that may be something that looms bigger later on.
All right. We will talk to you again soon, hopefully as the tournament goes on. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that. Thank you very much.
Christine Brennan is the sports columnist for USA Today, also commentator for ABC.